Class 3, Subject History, Topic Changes Around Us. Good morning, children. Today we will learn about the changes that take place in a neighborhood and in a school, the reason for these changes, and how to adapt to these changes. Last year you were in class 2. This year you are in class 3. You are in a new class. Your classroom has changed. You may have some new students in the class, while some of your friends may no longer be with you. People, places, and things change with time. In this lesson, we will read about the changes in the neighborhood and in a school. Neighborhood. The area around a house is called a neighborhood. Most neighborhoods have places that everyone goes to. Some such places are the market, park, bank, bus stop, hospital, school, police station, fire station, and so on. Changes in a neighborhood. Our neighborhood changes when our parents get transferred to a new town or city. Transferred means to move from one place to another. When we shift our residence to another part of the town. Residence means the place where someone lives. Some of the changes that can take place in a neighborhood are as follows. Number one, old neighbors may leave, new people may come in to live in the neighborhood. Number two, old bungalows may be pulled down and new houses may be built. Number three, multi-storied buildings with many flats on one floor may come up. Number four, new roads may be built, old roads may be widened. Number 5, old shops may get closed down, new shops may open. Number 6, metro stations may be built. Number 7, shopping malls may come up. A neighborhood may also change when people change their lifestyle. Let us read how this happens. For example, earlier there were 2 grocery stores in the neighborhood. Grocery store means a shop where food and other items are sold. One of them has closed down. This is because most people buy grocery online. Online here means using the internet to buy things. Another example, there are many restaurants in our neighborhood. Earlier, there was just one restaurant as people did not eat out much. Another example, today people in our neighborhood wear fashionable clothes. They wear traditional dresses such as sari, kurta pajama, mostly on special occasions. Now let us read about the changes that take place in a school. Changes in school. Sometimes we may have to change schools when our parents get transferred to another city or town, or our parents shift residence to a part of the city or town that is quite far from our present school. Some of the changes that take place in a school are as follows. The number of students may increase. Number 2, new teachers may join the school. Old teachers may retire. Means retire here means to leave one's job. A new building may get constructed within the school campus. Campus here means the area and the building of a school. Smart boards may be introduced. A smart board is a type of whiteboard which plays music and videos. It is used in some schools for teaching. Uniforms may change. So these were the changes in a school. Now how do we adapt to these changes? Let us read. Adapting to changes. When we move to a neighborhood or a school, it is a change for us. Sometimes we feel scared of this change, but slowly we adapt or adjust to the change. Let us read how. In the neighborhood, number one, respect your neighbors, greet them. Never disturb your neighbors. Participate in cleanliness activities organized in the neighborhood. Learn about the places in and around your neighborhood.